Day 33. Any wealth gained by the wrong means has serious consequences. Any wealth gained by the wrong means has serious consequences. When I do my taxes, I never do my taxes. What I do is I put all the numbers together and I give them to an accountant and I say, you do my taxes. Because I only want to do what is right. I don't want to cheat on my taxes. And a lot of people cheat in a lot of things. When I do my expense accounts, every receipt is there. We live in a world where people just pilfer and take and steal and rob all over the place. And the Bible has huge consequences on this area. Do not do anything that will put you in a place where you're not pleasing the Lord and you're not doing what's right. Job 20:17, the wicked man shall not enjoy the goods he stole. His labor shall not be rewarded. Wealth will give him no joy. Proverbs 11:1-5, it says here, the evil man is destroyed by his dishonesty. Job 27:19, the wicked goes to bed rich, but wakes up to find that his wealth is gone. The wicked man goes to bed rich, but wakes up to find that his wealth is gone. Terror overwhelms him, and he is blown away in the storms of the night. Proverbs 13:11, dishonest money dwindles away. And the phrase here, how much better to be honestly poor than unquestionably rich? That was a good question. So if you're one who is tempted in any way, and again, I told you, I was a liar, I was a thief. I used to take from my parents. I used to take from my brother and sister. I used to take from my employer. And one of the things I learned to do is to make restitution in life. After I became a Christian, I went back to those places. And I said, while I was growing up or while I worked in your employment, I stole from you and I'm making restitution. And restitution is giving back in full what you've taken plus more on top of it. Because it's the only thing that'll break that spirit of thievery that is in your life. Because when you're thieving, what you're doing is you're saying, well, I'm going to get this for nothing. I'm going to get this for less than it cost. And when you do restitution, you pay for it in full plus more on top of it. And you go, I don't ever want to do that again. And so literally, the Bible has answers. If anyone's gotten themselves caught in that kind of situation, literally, there are steps that can be taken. Now, one thing I want to say to men here, you know, there's a three-legged stool under every one of you right here. Or really every person. But in particular, men, there's a three-legged stool under your life. It's issues of money, sex, and power. Money, sex, and power. If the enemy of your soul is going to take you out, he's just got to take down one leg. He's got to kick out one leg where you abuse money issues, you abuse sexual purity issues, or you abuse power issues or control or authority issues. That's how the enemy will take you down. It's just one of those legs. It's like a farm stool. If you get knocked off on one leg, you're going down. And if you look in the newspapers, just look at the newspapers anytime. Look at the people that are going down. It was issues of money, sex, power. Money, sex, and power. So you've got to have safeguards in your life, gentlemen in particular, to make sure the enemy doesn't take you out that way. The safeguards in my life that I'm aware of is on the power issue is in my life, I'm in the Word every single day of my life. Spent over 10,000 days in a row. I've been in the Word every morning and every night, over 10,000 days in a row. Because it's not about me, it's about Him. So it's not about that I'm so busy and I'm so important that I got to do stuff. No, it's about me submitting myself to the Lordship of Christ every day. So for over 10,000 days, it means being in His Word. So I surrender my power to His power. So that's that leg. The whole area of money, I do everything I can to make sure I'm safeguarded. I have other people handle money. I have other people report taxes because I don't want to be tripped up on money issues. And the third thing is the whole sexuality thing. I was writing a paper to be ordained in my denomination. And they said, how do you safeguard yourself against physical sexual temptations? And I had 17 things I was doing to safeguard myself. Now, I wasn't conscious about all 17, but when I began to write them down, they were all there. You know, in my office, there's a door and there's a woman in that room. That door is cracked open. My office has glass windows. Anybody can see anytime. Nobody can make an appointment without me, without it going through the secretary, so that every person I see, it's recorded in a book, and somebody else is in the building. So that's another thing I do. if I'm usually 15, 20 minutes different than where I think I'm going to be to where someone thought I was, I will call my wife, I will call the secretary, say, here's what's going on, I've had a change in plans. So I don't have days on end where nobody knew where I was. I was involved with an executive vice president of a ministry. He went for days. He had no accountability to anybody. He was involved sexually in immorality. He was involved with drunkenness. He was involved in all kinds of things. But he had no accountability. And so anyway, I just had this whole list of things that I put in my life. Why? Because the enemy wants to take us out. Money, sex, and power. You better have some things that shore up those three aspects of your life. And this one, day 33, says, man, don't go there. Don't go down that road of pretending to play games with money and taking it, getting it in a wrong way. Because the Bible says there are serious, serious consequences. Your life, your family, your career, your reputation can all be destroyed in a very short time on those areas.